So the people who are teaching these false doctrines are possessed by seducing spirits that are teaching doctrines of devils. Because look what it says in verse number 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This is referring to someone who's been given up, who's been given over to a reprobate mind. Because their conscience is seared. Now, what does it mean to have a seared conscience? Well, your conscience is that aspect of your being that allows you to distinguish and differentiate between good and evil. Amen. You know, you understand that murder is wrong. You understand that, you know, adultery is wrong, that lying is wrong, that it's sinful. But someone who is a reprobate no longer has had that moral compass removed from them. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 that these people who are reprobates are filled with all unrighteousness. They have no governor on their conscience to tell them this is wicked and this is wrong. So another way to put that is someone who has a seared conscience. What does that mean? Well, to sear something means to burn it. Okay, when you sear something, and when you sear something, it basically removes, like, if, for example, if you were to sear your arm, all right? You know, it'd be very painful, but after the years pass by, that portion of your body would be completely numb. You wouldn't be able to feel that, is what I'm saying. So someone who has a seared conscience is someone who no longer feels. They're what the Bible would refer to in Ephesians chapter 4 as being past feeling. Okay? In other words, they can't differentiate between good and evil. These are wicked people.